This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Detroit still has no clear path out of bankruptcy. The emergency manager, whose job it is to figure it out, is taking a look at the art the city owns. It's housed in the Detroit Institute of Arts, work by Van Gogh, Rembrandt, Warhol. Appraisers from Christie's are headed to Detroit to figure out how much the collection is worth, in case it has to be sold to pay creditors. Graham Beal is the director of the DIA, and he joins me now. Thanks for being here.
Pleasure.
So what is Christie's going to come in and do exactly?
Well, they did start this process a few weeks ago and then called it off. The agreement at that time was that they were going to send up to 20 experts and that they would go into the galleries and look at works of art that carry the credit line City of Detroit Purchase.
Do you have a sense of what those pieces of art are worth?
Well, I leave that, frankly, to others. We regard these works of art as priceless. We like their cultural value. All of this talk about dollar signs means that that's what people see when they look at works of art. So, you know, figures are being thrown around of $2 to $3 billion. Well, that's a guesstimate.
Detroit is $18 billion in debt. Some basic emergency services don't work. If putting a value on some of these pieces of art can help the city climb out of bankruptcy, why wouldn't you want to do that?
Well, because I strongly believe, and others strongly believe, that the works of art are held in public trust and that they are not there to be sold. The problems that we have here in Detroit have been decades in the making. The DIA and its collection has had nothing to do with those problems. In fact, we've been rather a success story. In the last decade or so, we've raised nearly $400 million to completely rebuild the institution. We take off the city books every year what is approximately a $35 million operation that's run on behalf of the city of Detroit with absolutely no cost to the city of Detroit.
Kevin Orr, the emergency manager, has said there's no plan now to sell any art.
Right.
What are the alternatives that he's exploring?
Oh, I don't know. The idea of alternatives are thrown out. The idea that we could rent collections to somewhere else in the world. I heard suggested that some wealthy individuals could buy the works from the city of Detroit and then give them to the Detroit Institute of Arts. Well, that's nice, but I think it's a bit of a fairy tale.
In your view, what does the museum stand to lose from this whole process?
Well, if this evaluation moves to actual sale, the ultimate loser will be the future of the city of Detroit. Last year, we got a tax passed to support the DIA financially. If works of art are sold by anybody, that breaks what is called an operating agreement that my private organization has with the city of Detroit. And if the operating agreement ceases to exist, then that money ceases to come from the three counties. So the DIA will effectively be closed down.
Would you sue to block the sale?
Oh, absolutely. We will do everything legally we possibly can if we head in that direction, and I really don't believe we will. Whoever wants us to sell the art will be watching a long, long legal battle.
What's next for you?
Well, we're doing what we can to size up the situation, but it's very fluid. There are no legal precedents to almost anything that's going on here. So when we say we're monitoring the situation, it sounds like the kind of jargon that's used to avoid answering the question, but that's very close to what we're doing.
Graham Beal, director of the Detroit Institute of Arts, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.